Listen local.
Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be listening to three of my favorite singer-songwriters. It's all about the present moment. What a day. What a day. What a really good day. When I came to the station today, there was a yard sale, a music yard sale going on outdoors, and I got to see a few people I haven't seen in a while. And it just made me realize how important it is just to be really aware every day of what you're doing. And God knows the way things are going. Things are changing very quickly, all kinds of things shifting around in our culture. Lots of changes going on. I mean, everybody might have a different take on it, but we can all agree stuff is changing. And for me, music has always been a tool so important for me to express my own feelings, but also to kind of understand what's going on around me. And art and music is often an incredible way to gauge and interpret things that are going on. And who do you listen to? Well, I want to share with you today three different singer-songwriters that have recently just released music. There's a young man who I've recently discovered. I've been playing a couple of weekends here. You might have heard him before on my show. His name is Jesse Wells, W-E-L-L-E-S. And it seems like he's putting out a new song every week or so. And the thing I love about him, well, he's born in the Ozarks in Arkansas, and he's currently 29 years old. I believe his birthday is November the 22nd, 1994. And he's got a sarcastic wit about him. He can be very sharp, and yet he can also be very tender and very vulnerable. He's got an amazing range of emotional expression, and he has the wherewithal. He knows song structure. He seems to set his lyrics with the perfect music to accompany them. So I wanted to play just a couple from him to start off the show today, Living in the Present Moment. What do I mean by that? What are singer-songwriters writing about? What are they writing about? What's the latest to come out? I mean, I love the idea of somebody like Neil Young. We'll be hearing from Neil Young, who I've been listening to all my life. But what's he thinking right now? So that's the idea for today. So I like the humor that this kid, Jesse Wells, has. And so we're going to start off with two funny songs, but they're real. They wouldn't be funny if they didn't really mean something underneath the humor. The first song is called Bugs. Now, I don't know about you, but, you know, they bug me. You want to swat them. You want to kill him, and he's making a case. You know, think twice. And then the next song is about you're never going to own a house. So here's two fairly sarcastic, very witty songs by Jesse Wells. First one is Bugs.
Well, I have a reason, I know why. Don't do it just so they'll die. If you're gonna kill a bug, don't do it just because. I like bugs, and I'll tell you why. They're alive, and so am I. Bugs, I like grasshoppers, cause frogs eat them. I like bees, cause flowers need them. I like spiders, I like slugs, I like caterpillars, I like bugs. I hate crowds, I love people. I ain't down with the plague, but I'm cool with beetles and bugs. Whoa, bugs are pretty cute, bugs are pretty fun. There's a couple of bugs I try to stay away from. Mosquitoes, ticks, business flies, bugs in suits, bugs in ties. And I get bit, and it makes me itch. You ain't never gonna hear me complain. This bug bite never really kills me. I just get bit and I itch and I go on my way. Galler's bird. Alright, you made it. Tenacious dung beetles pushing their gains, little water beetles riding a wave. Butterflies are beautiful and moths are mysterious. We study fruit flies for genetics if you want to talk serious. You know, by and large, bugs are okay. They're just doing bug things, going about their bug day, uh-huh. And I don't know what the mantis is praying for, but he probably just thanking the Lord that he don't live in a home and he don't got a phone and he don't sit around all angry and bored. He's just a bug. He's here for the bugs. Yep. Buzz on. You will never own a home. You will rent until you die. But if I'm being optimistic, maybe it's a short living and the rent won't be that high. You will never own a home. You'll be lucky for a tent. There are plenty of camps on the on and off ramps where you don't have to pay no rent. Get a real bad rate on a great big loan. Buy a cardboard box of a Horton home. It's an old, old game. Buy your own prison. Hip, hip, hooray for family feudalism. You will never own a home. Maybe if your folks die, you can move about the basement, generational replacement, but I wouldn't get your hopes that high. You will never own a home. Baby, it ain't in the cards. It's a boomer take, and you're a big snowflake, so get back in that apartment where you belong. You will have to mow the lawn, patch the drywall, play pretend. But if you think that it's happening, I'll have what you're having, cause it means that your God ain't getting them ends.
Jesse Wells. You know, he's 29 years old, so, but he actually started recording like in 2012. Back in Arkansas, he was a member of a few different bands. In 2015, he moved to Nashville and worked with a producer, released an album. But, you know, it didn't really seem to catch any traction. But in the past year or so, this young man has been working studiously to build up a very large following on YouTube and TikTok. And he releases songs just like every week. So, you know, humorous. The song about the bugs, obviously concerned about the loss of biodiversity in the world. And the cynical song, you're never going to own a house. You're lucky if you get a tent. The commentary on being raised in a home that was struggling. He talks about that. And he talks straight on about it. So those are fairly humorous songs, even though they have serious content. Now we're going to hear a couple more serious songs about him. The first one is a beautiful song about, you know, being with somebody and how wonderful that is. And then the other song we're going to hear is called The Whales. I might have played this last week. This song just sticks with me. And it's also, once again, about, you know, the whales, the fragility of the life and how beautiful they are, and his obvious concern about the state of the environment. I mean, he's probably going to live through some times that I will never see. So I really respect this young man. His name is Jesse Wells, and this song is called Fishing in the Dark.
Spend the whole night through. Feels so good to be with you. Lazy yellow moon coming up through the night, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stump road, I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. You and me gone fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars with the cool grass close. Down by the river in the full moon light, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Spend the whole night through. Feels so good to be with you. It's almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all winter for the time to be right just to take you along. Baby, get ready. And it don't matter if we wait forever and the fish don't bite, we'll hop in the river and ourselves in the heat of the night. Baby, get ready. You and me gone fishing in the dark, lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight, we'll be falling in love in the middle of the night, just moving slow. Spend the whole night through. Feels so good to be with you. The whales know things you haven't seen. They felt the weight of centuries. The whales go places you don't know. They ponder depths beyond below. The whales ferry their souls about. They wail a song of whale renown. They're swimming through the soul of earth. The whales alone know what it's worth. The whales. Rafts from land and sailed seas, never understanding marvel submarine beneath. For myths and ancient tales to keep, for Jonah, Yukai, Aang, and Job, Ahab, and Pinocchio. halves of what has been. The whales, what will become of all the whales? What will become of all the whales? And ever since I was small, if rivers turn to mud and blood and cease to be and not to run, and the ocean loses all its air and turns to plastic everywhere, to where will all the wisdom go? The whale carries within her soul. Will man continue on to rage, neglect the oceanic saints? The whales. What will become of all the whales? And ever since I was small, the whales did call. The whales did call. Ever since I was small. Understand, they took a breath and left the land. Constellations guide them on, souls aligned with moon and stars. The whales feel joy, the whales disdain, the whales triumph and swim again. We pray that all the whales prevail in every ocean that they sail. The whales, what will become? What will become of all the whales?
That's Jesse Wells, his song "The Whales." Wow, such sincerity, such and so straightforward, so straightforward. But then the incredible lyricism. You could take that just as poetry, you know, the internal rhymes. We pray the whale prevails in all the seas that she sails, and what it's mastery. It's mastery, but it seems so straightforward and simple at the same time. I just am so impressed. This young man, Jesse Wells. Wells. Jesse Wells. So, music that has just been released. Music that's just coming out. I think that song Bugs, I think he posted that about 4 days ago on YouTube. So, another one of my favorite singer-songwriters who helps me understand the world around me, understand my own self, is this... Well, I used to say this young woman, but she's just turned 40, so she's a woman. She's still a young woman. Not quite as young, though. Her name is Becca Stevens, born on June the 14th in 1984. So she's now 40 years old. She's 10 years older than Jesse. And I have been following her. She's just released her 9th album. on Friday, August the 30th, 2024. So I haven't really had a chance to absorb it all. I first discovered her music in 2016. She co-wrote the title track to David Crosby's Sky Trails album. And I was a little upset because who is this woman? And David Crosby, I mean, he shared the title track with this person I'd never heard of. So I investigated her a little further and I fell into Snarky Puppy and discovered all kinds of incredible things. But Becca Stevens joined David Crosby for some of his most brilliant and advanced and mature work of his final years. Becca Stevens has an interesting background. When she was 10 years old, she was on a national tour of the musical The Secret Garden. Her and her mother starred in a year-long national tour of The Secret Garden. She's only 10 years old. And so, you know, she goes to the North Carolina School of the Arts where she studies classical guitar. And this woman knows how to play an instrument. It's very exciting for me, the innovations, the tunings, and the guitar styling that she uses. And the album, I suppose, that speaks to me, the five that she was actually the head of leading the songwriting, these were all her songs, was the album called Regina in 2017. And then she also did an album after that, Wonder Bloom, which she got into a lot more of a production sort of an environment. She's married now and she has two children. And it's interesting, the album that she just released on August 30th, Friday, 2024, it's called Maple to Paper, and it's a very, very intensely personal album. It's an acoustic album, her and her guitar, and this is very, very dense poetry. Think Faulkner in a songwriting lyric. These are some of these lines in this poetry, and these are not simple songs. What astounds me about what I've heard, and I've only listened to it, we'll be listening to a couple of these in depth together, is the way that the music just follows the line of the words with no consideration for, is it a four-bar phrase? And the modulations and the accompanying part is just unspeakably brilliant. And I'm still trying to understand the incredible intimacy of what she has to say. It's like she's speaking to someone as close to her as they could possibly be in the things that she would say to them. So we're going to hear a couple of pretty serious songs here. The first one is called Wild Eyes Open, and then If I Die Before You. Here's two songs by Becca Stevens from her album Maple to Paper.
Chapel on a hill. It's the house she couldn't leave, and the story I can't tell. And a bat lives in the stable just below the bell, hiding from the people who cry out, why me? Oh, keep those wild eyes open. Keep brought her flowers when her garden went to seed, and the bell rang loud for hours when it came her time to leave. And she left us like a lion and died just like a lamb. If it weren't for all her crying, I'd rewind just to say goodbye again. She loved my baby girl just like the summer loves a storm. She said, you're an old soul I've known since the very day that you were born. So tell me all your secrets. You just came from where I'm going. Who are you? Are you a little piece of God? Come down for me to hold. there in the sunroom. I think he's still alive. Could you drive him to the river so he'll live a better life? He wasn't meant to be here in these old church walls, and he must be getting tired of fighting. An infant to her future, standing out in the open, outliving every reaper like a stubborn grain of sin. The best way to lose my hair, she said, is watch it coming out in my granddaughter's hands. Keep those wild eyes open. Keep them young and bright. A bat lives in the steeple, so when you leave at night, just close the door behind you so he won't fly inside. She left us like a lion and died just like a lamb. If it weren't for all my crying, I'd be reaching out my hand saying, Mama, please don't go. Keep those wild eyes open. Keep If I die before you, don't put me in the ground. Plant for me a sturdy tree you can lean against year round. Don't clutter up a graveyard with stone to trip upon. Write my name on a nice bench you can rest on. When I'm gone, if I die before you, don't line up one by one. My funeral would bore you, 'cause funerals ain't fun. And if it's really for me, here's what I'd wanna see. You're listening to good music and laughing in the sun. Lord, it on the living, hold tight before they're gone. Speaking more good you'll do than what's already done. And write my name on a nice bench you can rest on when I'm gone. Give me up to science and burn me when they're through. Scatter me in places where we had the most fun. And write my name on a nice bench you can rest on. Thank you. afraid of dying, but I am of missing out on memories I'd make with you, every bread I'd break with you, and perfect moments spent with you like this one. So slip a smooth stone in your pocket, touch the cool stone to seal a memory, send your sorrows to the touch, be a duck, let the worry roll right off of you. For good luck, or to be together. If I die before you, what's mine is yours to keep. Make a pretty bonfire and burn what you don't need. 'Cause I don't wanna weigh your body down when mine's asleep. So in all the little things I clung to as I reaped, my picture frames and failures in a mess around your feet, burn it down and carry on the parts you wanna see, and write my name on a nice bench that'll get you off your tired feet. Watch the seasons pass with me, rock a baby on your knee, and wrap up in a song that takes you home.
Becca Stevens, did you hear what I heard? Oh my, that song, it's so personal. It's the kind of song that I could listen to and take meaning from it every time I hear it in a different way. Becca Stevens, that's from her Maple to Paper album. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then here on Radio Catskill. We had a really fun day today. There was a lot of people here in the studio, and there was a yard sale going on with music instruments and vinyl everywhere, and old tape recorders and turntables everywhere. But you know, our actual really big once a year annual music sale is happening on November the 30th. So we still have some time before that, but you want to remember that this is the biggest music sale of the year. It's pretty impressive. The Radio Catskill Music Sale is on Saturday, November the 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And this year it's actually going to be at the Liberty Mall on Sullivan Avenue in Liberty. So that'll be a fun thing to do. It's so much fun hearing new music. And this is, for me, about as new as it gets. So I'm very astounded by her ability to write the melodies and express the things she has to say. And the next song we're going to hear is the title track from Maple to Paper. And it's a very long song. It has a lot of iterations of this metaphor where a maple tree is whittled down and stripped and chipped and bleached and turned into paper. Is it still a tree? Is it still aware of itself as a tree? Now, that seems like a very esoteric topic, but she takes that metaphor and she weaves it into so many different ways. And this is it's a very sophisticated song in the way that it moves through the lyrics. As I said, the poetry is what shapes the music, not the other way around. So from Becca Stevens, the title track from Maple to Paper. Becca Stevens.
Maple moored by moonlit midnight, make me move more mindfully down the detour, dodging darkness, damning doom decidedly. I see eyes in layered branches, high in my periphery, shifting as the crosswinds hurry, always catching up with me. Could a masterpiece like this be cut down to make magazines? Stripped and chipped, washed and bleached, and pumped onto a moving screen. Does the maple know the paper? Far beyond its former form, more so made by non-tree things. Who am I to say the tree is gone? Does a tear long for the ocean, or relish in sweet separateness? Do we trust in what's left over when making sense of impermanence? Is presence only present tense, or does a far beyond. Who am I to say the ember's gone? Does a tear long for the ocean or relish in sweet separateness? Do we trust in what's left over when making sense of impermanence? Is presence only or does a memory really bring me back to you?
Becca Stevens, the title track from Maple to Paper. So it's interesting, the things that she's dealing with in these songs. It's obvious that her mother passed away. And I know that she was extremely close to David Crosby. And I was even particularly moved when he passed away. So I remember her telling a story about David Crosby giving her a songwriting assignment, that they were having a conversation about this woman named Heather who had been murdered in a demonstration I think it was 2021, Heather Heyer. And that David Crosby told her to write a song about it, and she did write a song called Heather's Letters to Her Mother. And it just makes me wonder now that he is gone and her mom is gone, and now she's the mother. She's got two children. It's interesting to hear how the content of her songs, so personal, but how it's changed from the first recordings that I heard from her in 2016. It's a beautiful growth. She's a spectacular, spectacular songwriter, and I just feel, I'm so looking forward to the fact that she is maintaining a creative edge and continues to release music. This is her ninth album. We're going to hear one more track from Becca Stevens. This is So Many Angels. Becca Stevens.
The sun was low and golden over Bed-Stuy. The setting sun was low. Turned red and serpentine, a premonition from on high. Awoke a voice inside my mind that said, let's get moving. The sky hung proud and ready on the rooftop. The early morning sky. Moving in, I knew just what was happening. Smile between the waves and count to ten, and let's get moving. You got so many angels rapping at your door. Through the So you turned the key and led the way and said, let's get moving. My little heart was scared to pieces. I lost all sense of space and time when I walked into your room to find that face that won't quit singing in my mind. You've got so many angels rapping at your door. So
Intoxicating Energy, Becca Stevens, So Many Angels, from her new album, Maple to Paper. So today's program, we're hearing music that is less than a year old. And so that creativity that never stops, that drive, that something that you really want to share, something that helps you express yourself. And Neil Young has been at it for a long time. Was born on November the 12th in 1945. He's 78 years old. And he and his band Crazy Horse, these Crazy Horse guys, have just released an album on April the 26th in 2024. Billy Talbot on bass, Ralph Molina on drums, and Willie Nelson's son, Micah Nelson on guitar, and Niels Lofgren on guitar. So Neil Young, what is he up to? I can't really say the title of the album. It's Effin' Up. It's got a couple hash marks in it. Use your imagination. But it's fascinating. I love to hear Neil Young's sound. It's so expected, and yet every time I hear it, it just sounds so fresh, the way he uses those electric guitars. So we're going to hear this song called Walkin' in My Place. And this is from Neil Young and Crazy Horse. The album Effin' Up. Okay, walking in my place, there was this old man.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Walking in my place was this old man. Looked like he had my face. So, you know, it's been a really fun day here. As I said, we had a lot of people coming through the studio. But I just had a really big surprise. Someone that you might recognize his voice, who I haven't seen in quite a while, but Steve Richter is here in the studio with me at this very moment.
Wow. It sounds pretty spectacular.
All right. Yeah, Steve Richter in the Richter scale.
I don't know.
It's the stuff of legend.
Nobody says no to Kathy.
Oh, well, you know, he didn't really want to get on the air and say hello, and I said, come on.
Of course.
You know what? One of the first voices on this station, Steve Richter. Yeah.
I remember this, so I could tell this. Maybe you got me going here. I remember that when you first came into the station, it was at night in the evening, and there was a pledge drive. Maybe you remember the same story. It was February or something. I was trying to play all women, and I did not exactly succeed. And then came the very end, and I said out loud, "You had come in for the first time."
Oh wow!
So you asked me I was saying at least I have a woman to play, and you said who?
Well, you know what? I love your programming, and you know what? It's something about being part of the Radio Catskill, this little community here. What an incredible thing we've had! So you know, it's just fun to see you sitting here in the studio across from me.
Well. It looks pretty nice.
So how did? You know what? A lot has changed. When we were broadcasting at Jeffersonville, when the studio was first started, the volunteers built the studio, built the house, and for me, it was like being upstairs in my parents' bedroom or something. It was a little house, and it overlooked the creek that would flow by right from the Jefferson Lake Jeffersonville, and there would be like roosters outside crowing in the yard. I'd be broadcasting, and then the rooster would crow, and there'd be sheep out there nibbling on the yard. It's an incredible history. It's a beautiful thing.
We'll reminisce sometime on the air.
But you know what? It's still so alive, and I love the idea of moving into the future here and how vital the station is and how it's just grown and reached so many new people. But Steve Richter,
nice.
It is a pleasure, a real pleasure to have you here across from me here at the studio.
Not often somebody comes to visit your show.
Well, you know, I do have people come in, but they're usually musicians, and they're either going to play and sing.
That's right.
But yeah, all you had to do was just to show up.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Signing off.
Signing off from Steve Richter.
Signing off.
So I am Kathy Geary. You have been listening to Now and Then. And today's program, it was really fun playing a lot of new music for you. You know, Becca Stevens is such a serious artist, and she always has something so relevant for me. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. On today's program, some music from Jesse Wells, Becca Stevens, and we got to hear a little bit of Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I hope you enjoyed the music. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support comes from Jeff Bank, Sullivan County's Community Bank, celebrating 110 years of service this year. Offering deposit and loan products for all your banking needs. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. National Mortgage Licensing System and Registry Identification Number 405318. Jeff Bank, still banking strong. And support comes from listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. On air, live streaming at WJFFradio.org. Ask your smart speaker to play Radio Catskill. Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.